Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
So how long does it take to get to Pazuli?
Oh, about 20 minutes. Are you okay? I can put the roof up if you want.
No, I'm fine. This is a posh car, Dad. Is it yours?
Well, it's a company car.
Oh, it's very nice. Oh, it's so lovely to be here. I wish, in a way, I was staying for longer.
Amy, you know you can stay here as long as you want.
Oh, don't tempt me. I may never go back.
Well, I wouldn't blame you, darling. This is a lovely place to live. So while you're here, I aim to make sure you have a wonderful time.
Dad, all I want to do is chill.
Amy, you can do whatever you want. I really don't mind.
So there's nothing planned?
No, I'll do whatever you want to do. Well, that's around work, of course. It's just lovely to have you here.
What is it?
You were snoring.
Oh, sorry. Where are we?
We've got about half an hour to go.
Is that all?
Yeah, you've been asleep for ages. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, shall we have a drink?
No, I don't want one. I'm going to wait till we get there.
Okay, so will I. Oh, she's coming now, though. You sure you don't want one?
No, thanks. No, I thought you were going to wait as well.
Oh, well, one won't hurt.
And this is your bedroom.
Oh, it's lovely.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to unpack. If you want a shower, just help yourself to everything.
Okay. Are there any towels?
Yeah, yours are the red ones.
Okay, I'll be down in a minute.
So here's the pool, and just through there are the tennis courts.
Wow, gosh, it's amazing. And where is everybody? I thought it'd be really busy.
No, because most people are still at work. It can get busy later, but it's never crowded. Anyway, they're a friendly lot, and you're bound to meet some of them later.
So you don't get lonely then?
No. It's a very good social life here, and of course I've known these guys for years. No, it's good.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes, sorry.
No, that's all right. I don't really mind.
So what will you do?
I don't know yet. I might Google the area later and then decide. Oh, who are you waving at?
Oh, just a work colleague. She lives over there somewhere.
Well, why don't you take me to the nearest bar and I'll buy you a drink?
Okay, I'll just go and get my wallet.
Dad, you don't need it. I'm going to pay. To be honest, Dad, I don't think Mum really wanted me to come and see you.
Oh, I don't know. I think she was all right about it, really. She worries too much.
No, it's more than that. You know what she's like. She still treats me like I'm a little girl, and it really does my head in.
Oh, I don't think she means any harm. She just finds it hard to let go, that's all.
Do you know what? I'm actually thinking I might go to university.
But you said you didn't want to do that because you'd hate it.
I think then I was so fed up with studying and I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Oh, I see.
Dad, I don't want to spend my whole life working in a shop or Mum's cafe.
Well, I'll support you in whatever you decide to do.
Yes, but that's just it. I don't think Mum will. If I say anything, it will only cause arguments.
Amy, one day she will have to accept the fact that you will not be living with us.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying that sooner or later, you will want to leave home. And it doesn't matter when you do. Your mum won't like it. So you must do what you want, when you want. Understand? What about here? Do you fancy eating here?
Yeah, why not? Have you eaten here before?
No, I haven't. To be honest, I normally choose somewhere a bit quieter.
Well, I don't mind. You can go somewhere else if you want.
No, it's fine. Come on then. Let's go and find a table. Here you are.
Oh, what is it?
It's a hummingbird cocktail.
So, what's in it?
Rum cream liqueur. Coffee liqueur. A bit of milk. Some strawberry, flavoured syrup, and half a banana.
Oh, sounds lovely. Oh, that is delicious.
Good.
What have you got?
Oh, just a beer. What is it? What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking that I've got to do more with my life. I want to be like you, Dad, and travel.
Well, whatever you want to do, you must go for it. I don't want you looking back and regretting anything. So I mean it, Amy. You've got to do what will make you happy.
I'm happy now. I'm the happiest I've felt in ages, and thanks to you, Dad. I think this holiday will do me the world of good. I'm going to make some decisions I should have done ages ago.
Kathy, we've been down this road. I remember that blue door.
Well, it's supposed to be here. This is the right road.
Well, it can't be.
It must be. It's the one we were given.
Why don't we ask someone?
Who?
Her. Go and ask her and I'll look after the cases.
But I don't speak Spanish.
Just point to the name of the hotel and the road and she'll understand.
Well, don't go anywhere.
I'm hardly going to go anywhere with these, am I? Yours is so heavy. What have you got in it?
It's okay. The hotel is just down here.
But we've been down here.
Well, we must have missed it. It's definitely down here on the right.
I can't see how we could have missed it.
Well, we obviously did.
Well, as soon as we get there, I need a shower.
Oh, so do I. But it's okay. You can go first.
Right, well, where is it?
It should be here.
Kathy, this place is all boarded up.
Oh, well, just check the name. Oh, dear. She was right. This is our hotel.
But it's closed.
Yeah, I can see that. Right. Let's go back to the B&B on the corner and just stay there for tonight. We can look for a better place tomorrow.
I knew something would go wrong, but I didn't think the damn hotel would be closed.
Well, I'm sorry. Neither did I. I didn't know this was going to happen.
Kathy, the website you used must have been a scam. And they've got all our money and we've got nothing.
It does look like that.
And that's probably why we're so cheap.
Oh, come on, Penny. Best foot forward. We'll get through this. We've had worse.
Well, at least we can have dinner here.
I did say I don't mind going somewhere else.
No, not now we're here. Let's just stay where we are. So have you chosen what you want to have?
Yeah, I have.
So what is it?
Paella.
Oh, so am I.
Well, it won't be as good as mine.
Oh, I don't know. I think the Spaniards might know how to make it properly.
Well, it still won't be as good as mine.
Are you having a starter?
No. More wine?
Yeah, yes, please.
It's very cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, it needs to be.
I'll pay for the wine.
No, you don't need to do that.
Did you understand the owner?
No, not really. But I think his son will be here tomorrow and he's supposed to speak good English.
Oh, good.
And then we can ask him if he knows a nice hotel.
Yes, good idea. And one that's open. Do you want that croissant?
No, thanks.
OK, I'll have it then.
Just make sure you look out for the sun. We don't want to miss him.
Well, I don't know what he looks like.
Well, they said he'd be here about 9.
Are you sure that's what they meant? And they didn't mean he was 9 years old?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, hang on. I think that's him. Look.
Yeah, it must be. Go on. Go and ask him. Hurry up or he'll go.
OK. I won't be a minute.
So what did he say?
Well, I was very impressed. He spoke really good English. It was excellent.
OK, good. And what did he say?
Well, it seems we did find the right hotel. But...
Yeah, go on. So what's the but?
It's moved.
Moved?
Yeah. It's moved to this address. See? And it's about 10 minutes walk from here.
You must be joking.
No, really. And everything's going to be okay. We were just told the wrong address.
Kathy, your shoulder's looking a bit red.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'd put some suntan lotion on if I was you.
Yeah, I will in a minute.
You'll burn.
No, I won't.
Oh, please yourself.
Oh, I've got to sit down. My feet are killing me. What do you want to drink?
Oh, the same as before, please. I'll be with you in a minute.
So, is everything all right? Do you like the hotel?
Kathy, it's brilliant.
Oh, I'm so sorry about the confusion to start with.
It doesn't matter. We're here now. And honestly, it couldn't be better.
So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
We can go to the beach.
Okay.
And I thought we'd go to the cathedral.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. So, shall we do that in the morning and then the beach in the afternoon?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Oh, I'm starting to feel properly relaxed now.
Well, I think you needed a holiday.
Yeah, so do I. And I'm sorry I snapped.
Oh, don't worry about it. If I'd been you, I'd have done the same.
Okay, the bathroom's free.
Okay, thanks.
Right, I'll stay the night. I'll see you in the morning.
Penny, when you get back, what will you do about Michael?
What do you mean?
I mean your relationship.
Well, we'll just have to see how it goes.
But now you've got Mike?
Oh, no, I haven't. I don't think that will happen.
I do.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.